Looking down, you will see that you are standing on an old memorial slab from around 1500, which appears to have originally held a brass. The brass, which commemorated a standing, long-haired man facing right and wearing a furred gown, was probably stolen during the Reformation for the value of the metal. The slab was originally in the chancel and was moved to the porch in 1864. The fossil shells in this slab tell you exactly what type of stone it is and where it came from. It's a type of Purbeck marble from Dorset. Now look at the main doorway to the church with its pointed arch, complex mouldings and carved foliage on the jamb capitals. This impressive entrance dates to around 1300. The door pillars are badly damaged, probably by Protestant iconoclasts after the Reformation. You may notice some scratched graffiti on the stonework at the side of the doorway. This is fairly common at old church doorways. These marks were probably scratched in the 17th century, maybe by bored choir boys or parishioners. This doorway is built of Caen stone, a light-coloured form of limestone from Normandy, which is superior to the materials available locally. Caen stone was imported in vast quantities in the 12th and 13th centuries for building Chichester Cathedral. St. Michael's was built at the same time as the cathedral and by the same bishop, who built his summer residence next to the church at Amberley Castle. The Caen stone here would have been brought by barge up the River Arun from Arundel. It tends to appear as relatively small, roughly 20-centimetre-sided cubes, which were ready cut at the quarries in Normandy. Now enter the church and stop while facing the north wall in front of you.